Hello, it's me, Lily, a frog who lives in a pond and loves to tell stories. Once upon a time, when the world was still so new that gods and people walked around on the earth together, occasionally bumping into each other and causing each other heartache and trouble, there was a clever young dryad named Daya. A dryad is a type of nymph, which is very much like a fairy, but not tiny. A dryad is the same size as a person. But unlike a person, dryads live in trees. Dryads are often called tree spirits because if they inhabit a tree, the tree will exhibit magical qualities such as talking, blooming and fruiting out of season, and moving when no one is looking. They often have butterflies flitting in and out of their branches because butterflies just love dryads or tree spirits. And trees with tree spirits or dryads living in them often have sweet, clear springs gushing near their roots. If you drink that spring water, you will add years of health and well-being and good luck to your life. In fact, some people believe that just walking near a tree spirit improves your health and well-being and luck, which is why a walk in the woods almost always makes you feel better than you did before. Dryads are not always within the tree they live in. They come and they go as they please, though no person knows how, because no person has ever seen a dryad enter or leave a tree. Dryads are very shy of humans, and they're excellent at concealing themselves from them. The only humans who have ever been lucky enough to see dryads have seen them when the dryads didn't know the humans were looking. The humans watched very quietly as the dryads sang and danced and laughed and played in the forest. They are, according to all human reports, beautiful, with crowns of flowers blooming on their heads, with strong, elegant, and graceful limbs, with bare feet that make no sound on the forest floor when they touch it, and a luminescent quality to their skin as if they're emitting sunlight or are made from light. Not every tree has a dryad living in it, but the ones that do are, without a doubt, magical trees. And if you were ever to harm one, I know you wouldn't. The gods would, or so the legends of yore say, punish you with terrible luck as long as you lived. Fruit would rot before you could eat it. Branches would trip you up everywhere you walked, and any wooden furniture you tried to sit on or lie in would snap and topple you onto the floor. The dryad that this story is about, Daya, had 8 sisters. Their father was king of the oak trees and a forest spirit, and so his daughters were princesses called Hamadryades. Each inhabited a different tree. One was princess or spirit of apple trees, another princess of fig trees, another princess of olive trees, another spirit or princess of wild grape, another of hazelnut trees, another of cherry trees, also the spirit of elms and the spirit of mulberries. But Daya lived in a black poplar tree, and she was the spirit and the princess of the balsam poplars, or black poplars. Balsam poplars, which grow up north, are the first trees to bud out in the springtime, and wow, do they smell wonderful after a long winter. One of the first signs of spring is the scent of their sap gleaming amber-colored in the sunlight at the tips of their beak-shaped buds as the sun warms the forest. If that beautiful smelling sap is harvested, it makes a balm that heals wounds on skin so quickly that people have long suspected magic is involved. Maybe you know a cottonwood tree. They are close relatives of balsam poplar. Balsam poplars have a gray bark. It's the color of elephants. And the bark is quite rough and wrinkly at the bottom of the tree, but it turns smooth and a silvery white color that's waxy towards the top, but with black knots and knobs running all up and down and shiny green leaves held way up by high limbs in the summer. They're too high to pick, but in the fall they drift down to the forest floor to cover it with what look like bright golden coins. Well, one day when the sap was rising in the spring sunlight, a demigod, which is half god and half human, saw Daya playing with her sisters in a forest glade. The sisters were braiding each other's hair, and they were feeding each other fruit and nuts, and they were telling jokes and laughing at each other's jokes. Well, this demigod thought Daya was the most beautiful maiden he had ever seen, with her dark eyes and her shiny black hair and her long limbs and an almost silvery green shade to her skin. But anyone could see that his love was possessive and mean and not the kind of love that was kind, so Daya was afraid of him. He asked her to marry him, but Daya said no, she wanted to marry another tree spirit. But he told her that if she kept saying no, he would cut down every tree in the forest, starting with the oak tree, her father's spirit tree. Well, Daya wouldn't marry someone who would harm trees, and she wanted to hide from him in her spirit tree, but the law of the forest is such that a nymph cannot enter her tree while a human or a demigod, who is partly human, is watching. And the frightening man would not look away from Daya, not even for a second, so she just couldn't get into her tree. So Daya used a type of forest magic, which she inherited from her father, to turn herself into a tree instead of just entering the tree. Daya became a balsam poplar tree. Well, this gave her sisters time to disappear back into their spirit trees while the cruel man was distracted. And then he became outraged when he saw what Daya had done, and he began swinging around an axe that he had tied to his belt, shouting that Daya must return to him immediately. Well, she couldn't have, even if she wanted to, which she didn't. Her decision was made. Once a nymph becomes a tree, she must wait for the lifespan of the tree to be completed before she can emerge again. A poplar tree usually lives to be about 100 years old, and the balsam poplar that Daya had become was no different. Well, the angry, scary demigod didn't last 100 years. He didn't even last the afternoon. He was partway through trying to chop down Daya's father, the mightiest oak in the forest, when he got very thirsty, and he noticed some clear, sweet spring water burbling up nearby. The water smelled so refreshing, but when the man went to drink from it, he tripped on the mighty roots of the mighty oak, and he fell on his own axe. Don't worry, though, the oak tree healed very quickly from the axe wounds and lived to be 600 years old before he turned into a stump that is still there to this day, fed by the root systems of his many children. Well, Daya would have wanted to emerge from her tree after the scary man was gone and to be with her funny, sweet sisters in the world, but the thing with being a tree is that time is very different. So Daya wasn't really herself anymore. She wasn't living in human time or nymph time. She was experiencing arboreal time or tree time, in which there is just no feeling like impatience or like wanting to be somewhere or someone you are not. And so 100 years went by like a pleasant morning to her. And when the tree Daya had become was blown over by a harsh wind, and her roots ripped out of the earth, and her trunk landed on the ground with a resounding crash, Daya stepped out of the tree, with butterflies flitting and alighting atop her black hair like a living crown, and she was barely a day older than when she had become the tree 100 years ago. Daya called for her sisters, but they were no longer in the same forest, because a flood had filled that land and turned it into a grassy plain. Daya thought, I don't want to live on this empty plain all on my own. I will turn back into a tree and see if the world is any different in 100 years. This was easy for Daya to do, but when she had been a tree for another 100 years and emerged again, she found she was in the midst of a war in which men were hurting each other with fire and with spears, and women were weeping for their fallen sons. And Daya thought, I don't want to live in this war-filled time full of fighting men. I will become a tree again. And so it went, on and on and on through the ages, every time Dia stepped out of a gnarled old tree full of birds' nests and great big knotted twisting branches, she thought, the world of people looks far less pleasant than the world of trees is. I would rather be a tree. Dia is happiest as a tree. Every generation she has 100 daughters, and every generation those 100 daughters have 100 more daughters, and so there are poplar trees all over the world. They are so good at growing that a new tree can spring up from just a fallen branch on the ground. Well, through the ages, poplars have witnessed people forging weapons of increasing power and severity, using iron and copper and even gunpowder, and Dia remembers still what it feels like to be a nymph, which is a lot like being a human, and so sometimes she weeps for people and all the harm that comes to them. Dia feels great empathy for people, and she even cries tears for them, and when she does, she makes a healing medicine in her sticky, amber-colored tears, which wise women know to collect in the springtime to make a type of balm, which means a healing ointment. It's called Balm of Gilead, and you can make it too if you live near balsam poplar trees. Remember to take a walk in the woods whenever you can, and when you do, say hello to the tree spirits. They're there.